This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
And I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything. Doing everything for you.
Yes.
Y'all, we're coming at you live from two closets on either side of the country.
It's true. It's true. What a world we live in.
We just spent almost an hour troubleshooting with our generous editor and engineer, Mike, working with new mics from home and trying to figure out the whole sound issue. So listen, that's all to say, bear with us.
Yeah.
We sound different this week. I couldn't actually climb under a blanket for an hour-long podcast episode.
Bad news. My leg's already asleep.
I know. I have a dog on my lap so that she doesn't make background noise.
Oh, wow. What a world we live in today, you guys.
What a world we live in. It sounds like we're making light of difficult circumstances. We are not at all.
We're not at all. Honey, I've got a corona.
Yeah, so today's topic is coronavirus. We're going to talk about coronavirus porn and the outbreak of porn in response to this pandemic. But first, let's talk about coronavirus.
Yeah. If you don't know what it is,
are you alive?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Some fun facts. The disease was first identified in 2019 in Wuhan, the capital of Hubei, China, and has spread globally, resulting in the 2020 global pandemic.
Thanks for that information, Rachel.
Hey.
I had no idea about any of that.
Do you know how it started?
Well, yes.
Or what? How it's rumored to have started?
Yeah, how it's rumored to have started. I am wary.
Yeah.
Of that, actually, of the bat actually being the bat eating, I don't, who knows.
A pig or something, which is literally the start of how it started in the movie Contagion. The 2011 hit film Contagion.
I have deliberately avoided watching Contagion.
I saw it in theaters.
Oh, you saw it originally.
Yeah, back in 2011.
I didn't happen to see it, and I have not rewatched it during these dark and scary times.
I know.
It doesn't feel like the right thing I need. Interestingly, I did watch And the Band Played On pretty soon after this outbreak happened, which is also about a virus outbreak.
It's
about HIV.
Now, I'm not familiar with this.
Oh, it's a lovely film.
It's
so stunt cast. They literally opened the film with like 100 notable actors, including such favorites as Ian McKellen and B.D. Wong and Lily Tomlin.
All the gays.
All of the gays and their
there.
Friends playing gays or not. But it's essentially, it's actually really focuses on the journey of the medicine and the science around it. It also, of course, talks about the politics. But I actually found it interestingly reassuring.
Oh.
It was devastating and a very heartbreaking film just to revisit how treacherous HIV was in the 80s and how Ronald Reagan did nothing about it.
Right.
But somehow it was encouraging because the mortality rates of HIV are so high.
Right.
Or were so high at a time when we didn't know what we were contending with, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas COVID is highly, highly contagious, but not as fatal.
Right.
Anyway, we don't have to talk about movies we've seen.
That's okay. Well, no, it's interesting, though, because when I was researching this, because, you know, we're all talking about coronavirus porn, and there's been a lot of articles about how it's blowing up recently. People have been searching for it like crazy. And a lot of articles said, like, we don't actually think that people are, like, necessarily jerking off to this. It's more, like, oddly comforting.
Oh, interesting.
You
I
know?
Didn't read that. Like, that it's comforting to watch porn about it because it almost makes it feel
like it's
like something we have a handle on that we can make fun of almost.
Well, we can make fun of it. We can tell stories about it. You know, yeah. One of the ways of like grappling fear and like uncertainty is like, you know, writing stories about things.
Yeah.
Storytelling.
I found data that over, this is from the Daily Beast, over 9.1 million searches for either Corona or COVID have been recorded on the popular tube site. I think this is from Pornhub.
It is, yeah.
Searches spiking on March 5th with over 1.5 million. And this article is as of March 23rd. So when we're recording this, just a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. It sounds like that's when it spiked. So I almost think like when it started to gain traction, people were more inclined to be like, oh, let's go like make, it's kind of how like the meme culture, I think, peaked around the same time.
Yeah.
And now it's less funny because shit's getting real.
Searches containing coronavirus and coronavirus as one word and corona and virus as singular words first appeared on January 25th and have continued to grow.
Wow.
That's insane.
Rachel, do you want to talk about your experience with COVID-19?
Honey, I tested positive 2 weeks ago and I'm feeling great. The most annoying thing I have to say.
Not what I was.
Sorry.
It's imaginary. Don't even worry about the disease.
No, I have to say,
home, take precautions.
Yes, it's true. It's true. I am very lucky. I have a good immune system. Or actually, I don't even know if that's true. I don't know what it means to, if you have a good immune system or not. It's just how my immune system responded to it. I'm very grateful for because I never had a fever. I honestly just thought I had like seasonal allergies. I had a little bit of a headache and I had like sinus pressure and pain. And then I had a cough and like my lungs felt like shit for like 3 days. And
you described it to me as feeling like you had cotton balls in your lungs, which
yes.
I thought was a really interesting, vivid description.
Yeah. Yeah. It just felt like there was just stuff in my lungs. Like it wasn't wet. It was dry. It was just like full. And I when I coughed, like nothing was like relieving it. But,
and you were able to get a test at one of the drive-thru places in Michigan.
Yes, in Michigan, yeah. And they swabbed up my nose quite rudely, in fact.
Yeah, they go all the way up and back from the diagrams I've seen.
He tickled underneath my brain. I was like, he popped my sinus. Like, he actually
going
burst.
Deep.
He burst my sinus. I was like, I normally like things deep, but sweetie, announce
and
yourself
the other
before you enter me, you know?
The other symptom that is persistent, right, is that you lost your sense of taste and smell.
Yes. Yes. It just came back in the past couple of days, like today and yesterday. It was like the first time I could smell or taste.
Oh, it's creeping back.
Yeah. It was miserable. That was the worst part. And the weird thing is like,
you love food.
I love food. I love to eat. And the funny thing is I keep saying like, oh, I've been eating, but like, because I've can't taste it, like it doesn't count. So I keep asking my boyfriend if I look skinnier, and he oddly just keeps changing the subject whenever I bring it up. So,
sounds like a good boyfriend.
Yeah. We'll see if the science holds. If my theory is true. But yeah, that's all to say that I am very lucky in how my body has responded to this. And, you know, it's scary, scary times.
Yeah. How has your mental health been throughout all this? Check in.
Yeah, it's been okay. You know, there have been days where I have to say that I was almost like, not grateful, but it was like almost worked out that I was sick because it kept me from doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't want to leave the couch or the bed. So,
yeah.
And now that I'm starting to feel better, it's harder.
Mm-hmm.
Like being healthy and wanting to like see friends and like go over to like my sister's house or like go see my boyfriend. It's just like, it's so hard. It's really hard.
Yeah.
And not knowing when the end is, you know, when this will be done.
Mm-hmm.
But just trying to stay positive, keep myself busy.
Did you want to ask me about my mental health? Recently?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I just really like talking about myself. That's something that coronavirus hasn't changed, weirdly enough. And maybe a side effect that people would wish for in me. How is your mental health, babe?
It's bad, Rachel.
Oh.
No, I'm fine. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I don't mean to make light. I just wanted to allow room on the podcast
for people
to fucking not be okay. I am very up and down. I'm very lucky in that I am healthy and I'm safe and also still employed. Like, I have lost income, but I have, I'm the kind of person who has nine pots on the stove at any given moment in terms of my jobs and my jobs and income. So I'm lucky to have things to keep me busy and keep me afloat, but it has been a very scary time. And I find that I'm still working very hard during the day, and then we'll take a 5-minute Instagram break to like cry at New York Nico's wholesome New York posts of like people just being kind to each other in Washington Square Park or something.
See, I don't have a job, so all I'm doing is just sitting on Instagram. Probably not good for my mental health, but hopefully I'll have a job soon. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, you know, restaurants exist.
Yeah, job market is a booming these days.
Oh boy.
I know.
But yeah, we're both lucky, I think, in that sense. And I'm obviously very grateful that you're okay.
Yeah.
It was scary for us for a week or so.
It was. But, you know, we're all at home. We're all staying inside. We're self-isolating and we're self-caring. And you know what that means? People are watching porn.
People be watching porn.
People have been watching porn. So much so that Pornhub gave us some stats recently that there's been, you know, a huge change in traffic. On March 17th, traffic went up 11.6% more than an average day. And then when Pornhub offered free premium access to Italians after the country went on lockdown, traffic went up 57%. And no surprise, we saw the same traffic boost in France and Spain when they also got an offer for free access. Around March 17th in North America and Canada, like right around the time that people were being told to stay home, we saw an increase in traffic, but just about 6 to 7% more. And hourly traffic worldwide around noon to 1 p.m. Pornhub has seen a 26% increase in traffic compared to a regular day. So just in between those work conference calls and Zoom meetings. So all those people who keep being like, this could have been an email. Yeah, like now we know why.
Well, what's funny is I often work from home and I'll take like a lunch break where I eat and then maybe watch like a half hour show. I think a lot of people are taking like nooner spank breaks to like take a break from their Zoom calls, get lunch, and jerk off.
Yeah.
And honestly, that sounds like a healthy thing to do in this day and age.
It's
that
true.
Sounds like the right move to me.
You know, masturbation boosts white blood cells and immunity. Don't fact check me on this, but I will confidently say that it's true.
I also read that headline, but I did not investigate whether the science was sound.
You know, don't fucking call me out, all right? Just believe
me. We know it's not bad for your health, despite what the haters and the sex negative may say.
Yeah.
Masturbation is great for you, so folks,
it is.
Don't hold back.
I know.
Maybe this is a great time to explore new techniques of mutual masturbation with your partner.
This is the time to get creative. You could be doing phone sex, having FaceTime sex. Take some fucking fire nudes, you know?
Oh my God. Do some home shoots.
Yes.
The internet has much to teach you about lighting and how to make that ass look good.
It's
what
true.
Better time to learn, you know?
And in that same vein, cam girls be out here making a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah, camming, weed, and Zoom are probably the three, like, video conferencing cam, like, porn and, like, drugs and alcohol are probably the only industries.
Yeah.
Not suffering. Although, I'm sure the industry's a little complicated on the alcohol side. I ordered $200 worth of booze to my house this past weekend.
Good for you.
And then I immediately stopped drinking it because I got real sad. It was like, oh, maybe what I don't do is drink my way through this dark time. So my bar cart looks amazing. But yeah, I haven't.
I had a glass of wine for the first time the other night when I had a Zoom party. My friend's reaction two of which had also had coronavirus. He said, "What, you weren't drinking with Corona?" And I was like, "I'm sure your ass was." And he was like, "Honey, I did Molly." I was like, "What is wrong with you?"
Is he okay?
Yeah, thriving.
Okay. Well, then listen, not that we recommend Bali if you have the coronavirus, but I guess people are still out here living dangerously.
I do have to say that not having taste or smell, this is like an opportune time to be guzzling cum. You know?
That's not what I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to say guzzling wine, and I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense because you can't appreciate the taste, but you're right. We should all just be like, chugging on cum.
The loads I could be taking. This opportunity is being wasted.
Missed opportunity. The loads you could be taking.
It's true.
Thank you for that, Rachel. Now I have a taste in my mouth.
Also, the porn industry's reaction has been pretty great. I mean, Pornhub specifically donated 50,000 surgical masks to New York City area workers on the front lines of the pandemic, while also opening up their porn library for free. Pornhub said it will also let their models keep all of the proceeds from videos they sell in April. Models will pocket about 85% of their sales from Pornhub and Model Hub when they would typically just keep about 65%. So that's pretty cool.
See, I read an article in the National Review that I don't super want to call out, but it was clearly from like a highfalutin somebody was like, Pornhub is capitalizing on coronavirus, but I actually think from a PR perspective, they certainly are, but not monetarily, because they're giving premium away for free. They're presumably covering the fees that performers collect on those.
Right.
And then, as you said, also providing, or like also not taking a cut that they would typically take for all those fees in April. And so I think like
donating masks and stuff I thought was really nice, you know?
Yeah, listen, Pornhub's out here trying to like change their image.
Right.
And I'm still skeptical of many things. They still need to.
Yes, absolutely.
They still need to figure out how to vet videos and how to, you know, help with the whole sex trafficking and like rape and revenge porn
issues.
Exactly.
Their piracy policies, you know.
You know, at least an effort is being made.
If they want to hire us, you know, send us an email.
They did send us an email.
Oh, yeah, that's true. it just didn't work out.
The conversation fell off because it kind of became clear they wanted us to buy advertisement.
Yeah. like, we don't have money. What are you thinking?
That's not how this works. You pay us.
Yeah. We'll help you.
Yeah. Rebrand. But what I don't want to do is be responsible for vetting those videos. That's not what I'm interested in.
No.
Sounds like a dark path.
It does.
Should we get into that showdown?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
This is going to be fun.
Let's start slow. Big ass stepmom can't go out with coronavirus lockdown, so she fucks. This is from Crystal Lust, the same... woman whose video we're going to review in a moment.
Oh, wow.
She is capitalizing.
She knows.
On coronavirus. Because just thinking about the stats she's pulling on the video that we reviewed, that has 6.5 million views.
It's insane.
That bitch made more than $500,000 on that video, presumably.
Well, because honestly, I mean, it's false advertising. She says she's got the cure for coronavirus.
Yeah.
Which, like, if I'm Googling cure for coronavirus and that comes up, I'm going to click.
I mean, I, too, read the headline that sex cures coronavirus, but I didn't take it seriously, Crystal. But listen, make that money.
Yeah.
Okay, next we have Fuck My Boring Mom because quarantine for coronavirus.
Okay.
Yep. Mm. I told my sister that sperm protects against coronavirus. Mm. She believed.
Of course.
Along the same lines here. We've got no step happening.
No, now they're just like,
As long as we're quarantined together, we're not even, you know, distancing from the taboo with a gentle step.
We're
just fucking our siblings. Yeah.
Out the window.
Thrown out the window.
You know. It's end days here. We're fucking each other.
Yeah. This next one is along those lines. The title is just Another Day of Madness During the Coronavirus Quarantine, which is not that wild, but I like sort of clicked through and it's just naked people running around like peeing on each other's windshields and stuff. Like it's barely porn. It's just chaos.
It's just the apocalypse.
This one, if you live in Lombardy, thanks to the coronavirus, you can fuck your cousin.
Oh, good to know.
I don't know where Lombardy is.
Italy.
But I just liked... Okay, this is Lombardy, Italy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Northern... Yeah.
Well, that tracks then.
Yep. If there's anything I know about Italians. Is that they're locked down and it's really sad.
Yeah. And it's not to be made light of.
It's true.
Rachel.
It's true. I got family over there, man. I'm worried.
My, you know, ancestors that I can't track because of complicated family history are there probably. So, or my distant cousins. I have cousins over there.
Yeah.
I could be fucking my Italian cousin, honestly.
And you know what? If you're in Lombardy, you can.
It's for the best that I'm not. Not because I shouldn't be fucking my cousins, but because we shouldn't be leaving our social distancing and our quarantine.
We're staying at home.
In the midst of the virus. But once the virus is lifted, who knows? Okay. Next we have sexy coronavirus coughing with Jennifer Blue, Nicole, Angelina, etc.
Interesting. Sexy coughing.
Yeah.
Huh.
We're really going for it. This feels like a fun mashup of ASMR and coronavirus porn, and then it's just coughing with some, I guess, cam girls. I don't know. I don't know Jennifer Blue, Nicole, or Angelina, but they just looked like a regular vid. Amateur vid.
Well, I feel like I remember reading once that like when you cough, like your vagina spasms, so it gets tighter. So like if you're in like if you know if you're inside someone with a vagina and they cough, it feels good.
Wait, that's what you think is happening?
I'm just saying maybe that's the appeal. Maybe that's the appeal of sexy corona
coughing.
That's a stretch,
because it is just a video of women coughing, like just coughing, and we're just seeing them coughing. Homepage first few things I found searching for coronavirus is coronavirus coughing. So maybe it's catching on.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll see myself out.
I hate you.
Next we have getting fingered on a busy flight.
Oh.
So that's a throwback to pre-coronavirus.
Right.
I didn't get what that exactly had to do with coronavirus,
me
except
neither.
For that flights are like relevant, but like a busy flight, like those don't exist anymore.
No, they sure don't.
Anywhere.
And you shouldn't be flying.
Yeah.
I know those prices are attractive.
Tempting,
but
you can't do it.
Don't
you
dare. Although now that I've had it, I am thinking about it.
Yeah.
I might go to Lombardy, fuck my cousin.
Rachel, you're unhinged.
I know.
Have some respect.
I know, sorry. I'm stuck in a closet.
I am too, and both of my legs are asleep now.
Yes.
It's going great.
I am Harry Potter.
All right, last one. Orgasm deodorant.
Oh. Interesting. What do we think?
It's not
this...
what you think. I mean, I watched the like thumbnails go by, so I have a pretty good idea of what's happening. Do you want to
Holy
know?
Shit, you're wearing jeans.
Oh, I'm wearing jeans, baby.
What are you trying to prove?
That I have to walk my dog a couple times a day, so
okay.
I do have to see my neighbors.
Okay, fair.
At least through their windows, they see me go by.
I can't remember the last time I wore jeans.
Fair. Mm. I can't remember the last time I ate at a restaurant. Orgasm deodorant is a woman jilling off with one of those like round tubes of deodorant.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. The order of the words there confused me.
Yeah.
I wasn't quite sure where we were going.
Me neither. I have a funny story about deodorant. Mostly that I forgot to wear it for about 2 weeks. And because I had no sense of smell, really didn't think about it much. And then one day I happened to take off one of the 6 sweatshirts that I've just been wearing in rotation. And my mom was like, "Is that you?"
Oh my God.
I was like, "What do you mean?" And she was like, "Jesus Christ, do you need deodorant?" And I was like, "Oh."
Oh, Rachel.
I was like, "I can't smell." I didn't know. Well, I'm in Michigan. It's fucking freezing here. I didn't think that I would. I'm not sweating, you know?
You probably are with 6 sweatshirts on.
I know. Well, listen, my parents are old and they keep it at like 65 degrees in this home. It's miserable.
You haven't been touching them, right?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I've had no human contact.
Good. That's what a bad girl deserves. Yeah. I don't know why I said good. Like
it's
good.
True. Although I did cough on my mom's hand the first day that I got here, and she'll never let me forget it. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's like, "If I die," I'm like, "Mom, don't say that."
It is nice of her to say. I hope she does not get sick. That threat.
I mean, knock on wood. It's already been
Can't make good on 14 days.
So.
This is a weird episode.
I know.
It's a weird time. Should we take a little break?
Yeah, let's take a break. Let's get your legs awake.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back.
We're back, still in our closet.
Still
talking about coronavirus porn.
Here we are.
Okay, so this is called... A cure for the coronavirus is getting fucked by a pog.
It's true. It's not true.
That's fat ass white girl.
Yeah.
For those that don't know.
Mm-hmm. And my God, is she ever.
Boy, is she. This woman's fake ass is the first note that I wrote down.
I am concerned.
Yes.
Because how does she live?
She's going for the Kardashian look.
Right, but it's extremes.
And she's exceeding it.
Yes.
She has crossed that finish line.
She's saying, hey, Kim Kardashian, hold my beer.
Yes. She has very serious ass and hip implants. And
yes.
I, like, don't pride myself as someone who can typically, like, spot work. I feel like some people have a skill for that, and I typically don't. But they're so pronounced that it's just very clear.
It's just us. That body doesn't exist in real life.
It doesn't exist in real life. The way it juts out, and you can, like, fully kind of see where the implants begin and end.
Right. If it did exist, there would be, like, cellulite. Like, there would be, like, things about it that make me believe that it's actually fat.
Yeah. Well, there is a little bit of, like, oh, God, now we're just tearing this woman apart, but there's, like, a lumpiness happening.
No, there's not. It's, like, it's smooth as fuck. It looks like boobs. Like, they look like the way they shake, even.
Well, they look like fake boobs, yes, and that they're, like, they have, like, a round form, but you can see the way the skin is, like, lumping over the implant. That's what I mean. Mm. Like, especially when she, like, shakes her ass, when she does the dance on the guy. It doesn't move. It doesn't move in the way. It doesn't, like, jiggle.
Yeah,
the way
it's
that
fake.
Ass
All
jiggles.
You need to know is that she's got a fake ass, okay?
Yeah. Do people ever, like, all I could think about is how... This is such aggressive surgery to conform to a specific societal norm.
Yes.
As we all do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do people ever get, like, massive ass implants? And then 20 years later, when, like, the trend shifts, be like, oh, no, I committed to this vibe. I mean, I suppose people do get implants removed all the time.
My thing is just, like, after watching this video and how, like, loose, limp his hands are on her ass... Like, I'm like, yeah, this guy's probably concerned he's going to, like, bust an implant.
Oh, I thought that was a Corona choice, although it was halfway through the video before I realized that.
Yeah.
But let's get to the video.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And okay, not just right. talk about this woman's ass forever. So the basic premise of this video is this woman's like, you have coronavirus and I'm going to cure you. And
not clear whether or not she's a nurse.
Yes, we're just in someone's
room.
College dorm, yeah. maybe, like just based on the furniture choices, like we're in somebody's first apartment bedroom. And
the thing that clued me into maybe she's trying to be a nurse is she said, let me check your vitals.
Which, yes.
Like, is nurse speak, you know, that's not something like my mom as my caregiver is going to say to me, you know.
It's also, yeah, it's also something she heard on a procedural
right.
because she doesn't check his vitals.
Yeah, yeah. That's not what happens.
She just throws the blanket off of him. He does the weirdest little adjustment to his dick. I don't know what was happening, but he was like, oh, and kind of just like nudged it. Like it wasn't in the right position when she threw the blanket off
yeah.
and then put his hand back down.
Yeah, it was weird.
Because clearly they established a rule like he can't touch because he's the one with coronavirus.
Sure.
Or something. But yeah, he just like quickly adjusts his dick. And then she hops on pop.
Yeah.
And
gets to fucking.
Rides him. I think he said stop ever so
oh, yeah,
quietly, which made me scared for him because he's also like a quarter her size.
Yeah.
Like he's a petite man and she's I couldn't guess like height necessarily,
yeah.
but she's someone, as we said, who has implants and has gone for a very thick look.
Yeah.
And her
she
ass
thick,
is
mama.
Her ass is like three times the size of his head.
Oh, certainly. I've never seen an ass like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never seen
this
an
is,
ass like that.
As I said, this is extreme and it really crosses the finish line.
But you know what? Apparently it's the cure for coronavirus. So.
Yeah. So then they fuck. He comes quite quickly.
Quickly. Yeah, he does.
It's one continuous shot.
Yeah.
She's
riding him. She rides
she's
him.
She's riding his dick.
And she like lifts her ass up and kind of like jiggles it on top of him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a couple times he pops out and rather than popping it back in.
Yeah.
She does like an ass dance
yeah.
with his dick kind of bobbling between it.
It looks
between
like
her ass
her,
cheeks.
Her bed or her butt looks like a water bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Like there yeah. are like weird, just like beige kind of like ripples in a shallow puddle.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There sure are. And then he comes outside of her, like,
yeah.
he like his dick is outside of her ass, and she's doing this dick dance, which is to say there's, like, or she's doing this booty dance, I should say, because, like, there's no, like, friction with
yeah.
his dick
yeah.
when he comes.
I know.
That part was fascinating. I mean, I think this is just a person who comes pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was ready to go, and she just happened to be doing her ass dance
yeah.
at that time.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
Okay. I just was one of those videos where I was like, if I watched this as a kid, I would be confused
as
about
sex.
What made
yeah.
people come. It's yeah. like what sex is.
So I pull out and just kind of shimmy on top?
Yeah. Some choice lines.
Mm.
So he comes and she keeps fucking him.
Yeah.
This is what she says to him, like, after. So he comes, he's got the jizz just, like, all over his dick, and then she puts his dick back inside of her, and she's, like, so warm, it's so fucking warm.
Mm.
Which was a bold choice, you know? She's she's making it work.
Yeah.
Something being warm has not been, like, part of my dirty talk.
Yeah.
Like, standard rotation, but
yeah.
she's making it work.
Yeah, interesting.
And then at one point, she also says, this is curing coronavirus.
Yeah.
Like, she reminds us of the plot.
Yeah, well, then she keeps saying, am I curing you? Am I curing you? Like, okay, we
yeah.
get it. We get the point of the video.
Yeah.
But yeah, they flip, they do some doggy style, and she gets
mm-hmm.
pounded from behind.
We see her face and mask.
Yeah,
really,
she's
for the
wearing
first
a
time.
Mask. And
safety first.
Yeah, he's fucking her from behind. And again, we get this weird kind of like rippling of her butt cheeks and then also of his tummy. So it's like just kind of like a slopping back and forth of like doughiness. It's very strange.
And it's around this time, which is like one of the first times he touches her ass.
Yeah.
Like
but it's like loose. It's like very like.
Well, he just gently, he like sort of tentatively places his hands on her ass, and that's when I was like, oh, because is he not, because it's corona and they shouldn't touch.
That's not what I thought. I thought it was just like he's scared of these fake ass implants. And he's like,
could be both.
I'm gonna, but he does do this weird thing where he's kind of like got his hands on top of her butt cheeks and it looks like he's rolling out dough. And I was like, yeah, it looks like dough. I get that.
I mean, to be fair, that is usually what I do with an ass. Yeah. When I confront it with it is I just start kneading the dough.
Yeah. And then you mark it with the B and you put it in the oven for baby and me.
So not a lot of social contact lately, Rachel?
not having a lot of social interaction.
Can I tell a fun, embarrassing story about my childhood that I was just reminded of?
Yeah.
My mom and I were, like, making bread dough when I was a child, like, maybe 3 or 4 years old, I don't know, I'm guessing.
Uh-huh.
And she taught me how to, like, knead the dough, like, with your hands. And I guess she, like, left the room and came back. And I had the dough on my chest and, like, my eyes closed. I was, like, kneading the dough into my chest, which now I just find to be a delightful story. Yeah. But for the many years of elementary school, when my mom would, like, tell the story to my friends, I was horrified because it made me sound like a little sex monster who wanted to fuck bread dough or something.
You were just a sensual little child.
I was just a sensual creature.
Yes, I can just picture your mom, your hippy-dippy mom, being like, she just was so tactile. Like she,
yeah, exactly.
Loved
she loved it. Yeah. And I was like, Mom, stop telling my friends the story.
So funny.
Is there anything about this video that you enjoyed?
I liked that she said fat pussy, my fat pussy. I was like,
oh,
okay,
I missed that.
Body positivity, I love it.
I like that too.
She proud.
Body positivity, we say after tearing her implants apart.
Well, it's just like, come on, you don't need to do that, go to that length, you know?
Yeah, I'm just wary of, like, that kind of extreme. Like, it makes me bummed out. But listen,
right.
Crystal Lust has the last laugh because she certainly made a fucking killing.
Yeah, she did.
On this video. She made this on the early side of the trend.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm considering it. Restaurants are closed. I read that article about how much that cam girl's making. I was like, wait a second.
Yeah.
I will have to say something else I really didn't like that I couldn't stop thinking about. Is that, so he pulls out and he jerks off and he comes again. Well, A, she never came, you know.
Oh.
She never came.
Yeah.
He comes
Good
twice.
Why did I say that like I was surprised?
Yeah, I was like, what? You saw it.
I was honestly distracted with my pop filter on my mic.
Stop touching your mic.
I can't. Stop
and then touching. And then also he comes on the surgical mask. And now all I can think about is all the hospital workers around the fucking world who could have been using that goddamn surgical mask. And here it was ruined with this man's jizz for this fucking video.
It's a very good point.
What a waste.
Although it's not an N95. It's like one of the shittier ones.
Sure.
Right?
But still, you know, that's all I could think about.
Should we move on?
Yeah.
Should we let this one lie?
Yeah, let's let it lie.
All right, next we have body cam footage. CDC agent investigates COVID-19 coronavirus porn.
This is from Spicy Rice, amateur couple.
Yes, and if you didn't catch on for this very special episode themed on coronavirus, we're just featuring like aggregate Pornhub videos because none of the platforms
that we
rushing to put out Corona porn right now. So that's to say that we're kind of poking fun at everybody today. And we unfortunately, if you are looking for ethical Corona porn, we don't really have anything in that vein for you.
Yeah.
But we'll keep looking or feel free to share anything you've found. There is plenty of, like, latex porn.
Yes.
If that's part of it, like, you can find that
there's latex
on our
porn
website.
And there's,
if that's the kink, there's plenty of that content for you
that's
ethical and vetted. Anyway, so this, I think is quite a feat of storytelling. I mean, not a feat, but, like,
I mean, the creativity here.
Yeah, this is a classic found footage horror film.
Yeah.
With sex.
Yeah.
It's a short-ass video. It's like 3 minutes long.
Mm-hmm. This is one of the first coronavirus porn videos to be uploaded.
Yeah, and it was honestly, like, pretty well executed.
Yeah.
Basically, we're seeing sort of night vision POV, mm-hmm. and we hear over like a radio someone saying like, "Hey,
Jerry,
so like Agent Jerry, Jerry. Is that what his name was?
Jerry. Jerry." They say, "Jerry, steady as she goes. Your heart rate is spiking. Can you hear us, Jerry?" And what I have to say is what I was missing was we need to hear him notice that like us as audience members can hear the person. You know what I mean? Like, I wish that would have been like, "Oh, I can't. I hear you guys. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?" And then it was like, "Oh, they can't hear him." But if like if the audience,
oh, I see.
Yeah, if the audience can hear the comms, mm-hmm. but like the idea is that like Jerry can't. Like, I was like, that's too yeah. much. Like, what belief am I suspending here? You know, like I'm confused.
Wait, so you wanted the added story element that he can hear them, but they can't hear Jerry.
Right, because and I was like,
Jerry,
why do we...
And we hear Jerry be like, "I'm here," and then them not acknowledge. So we know that Jerry is like out on his own,
yes.
even though he can hear his dispatch.
Yes, because he's gotcha, made no, he gotcha. Made no indication that he could hear dispatch, which I was like, how
I'm glad
are we
we're really
it?
Covering these details. I do think this film is worthy of this level of assessment.
It is. They went to really great lengths. Honey, they got a yeah. CDC title card. It says incident number 004, okay? They went to great lengths to make this look legit, okay?
The other thing they did that I thought was really cool is, like, in the POV of, like, watching this person explore, like, they're, I don't know what they're exploring. At one point, I was like, where are we? Like,
I know.
We were, like, maybe in a kitchen with, like, a makeup bag on the mm-hmm. floor. Like, what was that red bag at one point? But, you know, theoretically, they're exploring, like,
oh, it was a makeup
dark and scary...
It was our cam girl's house. Obviously, we go into the room, and there's a light on the pillow in the middle of the room. I was like, oh, this is a cam girl's home. This is her
you
stage.
You thought the video was intentionally making it look like a cam girl's home or just a home?
Well, because we go into the room, and there's a pillow on the ground. And just like a top.
Is that
light.
What that was?
Yes.
I thought it was like a makeup bag.
No.
That red thing was a pillow?
Yeah, it was like a satin red, like, mat.
That
like,
makes more sense. I was like, what like, is this flat, square red thing?
It's like what you
sit
on.
But it was dark,
on...
okay? You can't judge. It was dark in there.
It's like what you sit on. It's like a cushion to sit on the ground. So I was like, oh, this is like, and there's a like top light. I was like, yeah. oh, we're there's a stage. A stage has been set. And then
Rachel recognizes a top light or a ring light
honey,
from a mile away.
I do.
She's like, oh, sorry, is this a home setup for
yes.
shooting selfies?
Yes.
Don't mind if I do.
And we see the computer where the computer is recording it. Like, there is information being told that it is.
How meta. That makes me respect this even more that they embraced the format. Mm-hmm. So the guy, like, looks around
yeah.
and then...
Uh-oh.
Out of the darkness, a terrifying woman emerges, mm-hmm. and it's very, like, you know, the girl from The Ring
or
scary.
Or The Grudge, yeah.
Or The Grudge, yeah, mm-hmm. that's the more specific reference.
Which
yeah.
is which is something that they do a lot, this amateur couple. They've done this The Grudge thing before.
Oh,
in their work.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. And then, so the woman appears, and then we cut to her just going down on this dude in his hazmat suit. And then her fucking the dude.
Yeah.
In his hazmat suit. I will say, mm-hmm. for all of the, you know, classic use of, you know, the found footage storytelling
oh, sure.
and the dedication to the execution of this film and its format, the sex felt like an afterthought.
Mm, yeah, it did. It didn't seem very impassioned.
Yeah, and it doesn't even need to be impassioned if the story... tells us it doesn't have to be. Mm-hmm. It just was like very brief and very like, okay, she's riding the dick for 30 seconds mm-hmm. and a video. Mm. And I thought there could have been more of a journey there.
Oh, sure.
You know, to revisit a favorite, when that chick got fucked by all those ghosts in that video we talked about many episodes ago, I thought the creativity of ghost fucking mm-hmm. was unmatched. And I thought that this video... Mm. You know, if we're ultimately here for the sex, mm-hmm. like, I love that the short film has a quality just in its content before we get to the sex, mm-hmm. but I think the sex has to stand up or surpass
yeah.
the quality of the filmmaking
it's
otherwise.
True. It's true. If this is going to be a porn.
Yeah.
I would have liked a moment of like, oh, like, here's this girl and she's, I'm weirdly attracted to her, you know? Like, a moment of like... should we, shouldn't we? Like, this is wrong, but like, it's, I kind of have to fuck her.
I think the way you're describing it, that sounds like more than I need, or like that would be heavy handed to be like, oh, am I? Oh, what? Yeah. I think there's a subtle way to do that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's what I mean.
Inside of a moment.
Yes.
Yeah. What sound like you're describing dialogue?
No. I don't need dialogue. Okay. I just mean like a moment of like,
yeah,
this, do, can I, should I?
Is this, yeah. Yeah.
And then yeah. I gotta. And then they do. Also, I have to say,
I can't wait for you to direct porn. I gotta.
And then they do. I also have to say that as someone who has survived COVID-19, I don't think I would have been able to.
Here we go. Up on our high horse.
I don't think.
Hashtag survivor.
That's right, honey. I don't think I would have been able to give head because I was very congested. You know?
Interesting. It's interesting to me also that you were congested, though, because that's a lot of what they say the symptoms don't usually entail is, like, sinus congestion. But I think that maybe just your body, because you get allergies and stuff otherwise.
Yeah. Well, they say that the virus, like, lodges in your sinuses, which is why they do the nose swab.
Gotcha.
So,
but it doesn't, but there's no post-nasal drip. Like, there's no...
There's not a post-nasal drip, but there's, stuff. Like, but there's, like, sinus headache. There what? Or for me, anyways. That's what, like... my experience
but
was.
You were still stuffed up in your nose,
yeah,
like not able to breathe through your nose.
I was able to breathe, but it just was swollen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So also I wouldn't have had the stamina to ride a dick like that, just gonna say it. I don't have that stamina to squat down and ride on someone when I'm healthy as a horse, you know.
Maybe that should have been the turn. Rachel, maybe that should have been our point of inflection, if you will.
Yeah,
where she's fucking him but she gets tired out. Mm-hmm. And he's like,
I
want to keep in this subtext going. Not with dialogue, but he's into it, and they switch position.
Oh, see, we fixed it. Fuck, we're so
fixed
smart
it.
God damn it. Blows me away sometimes.
We are, until we have to make our own porn, Rachel.
And then we're like, ugh,
we're sitting in the stands, throwing our peanuts and our tomatoes. But wait till we gotta get behind the camera and we gotta direct one of these.
Ask
things,
us!
You know?
Somebody ask us! Come on.
She's screaming it, so we know she's serious.
No. I don't have a job!
Rachel is available. So if anyone's, you know, trying to get a hold of her.
It's true.
You can find her in Michigan. Don't
in
go to Michigan
closet.
Looking for Rachel in a closet in her parents' home.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So are either of these going in your spank bank, Rachel?
They're not, I have to say. They're not. Just because, like, honestly, my horn just came back along with my sense of smell and taste.
Your horn.
Yeah.
Your horn.
Yeah.
Your horny horn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just came back. It was gone for a little bit. So
that's astonishing to hear. That's the first time I've heard that you weren't horny.
Well, I don't know if it was coronavirus or it has to do with the fact that I'm at my parents' home.
Yes. That's a good cocktail for suppressing generally untamable sexual drive.
It's
to be like in your parents' house in sweatpants all day.
Yeah, and like my fucking mom keeps walking in every 5 seconds being like, take the dog out, you know? I'm like, oh my God. How old am I? This isn't the life I want to be living.
I'm too young to be touching myself. I barely have a teenager.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Although teenagers, you can touch yourself.
Yeah,
you're ready.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
You know, niche porn like this, like the trendy, like, ooh, mm-hmm. let's make a porn about it. Porn is rarely the thing that gets me going.
Right.
I will say that if the CDC one from Spicy Rice had delivered better sex,
sure,
I might have been into it.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit into the idea of, like, being scared and then it being sexy. Like,
me
I love
too.
Like a horror movie sex scene usually, or
me
I love
too.
Like a psychosexual thriller.
They're very
just
they're,
didn't
they're
it just
close.
Didn't get me there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like the sex itself wasn't what I need, but respect for ingenuity.
Yeah, excitement and fear, just like both adrenaline rushes.
Yeah. Well, listen, thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern, that's porn without the O, or on our website at girlsonporn.com.
And hey, while you're sitting at home self-isolating, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already. What else are you doing?
If you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, include your Insta handle and we'll post it and tag you, expressing our abundant gratitude.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good. Stay safe out there, you guys.
Stay healthy.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.